2 years ago, the federal government put strict new guidelines in place for school lunches to get kids eating healthier. Since then, about 1 million students have left the program nationwide. Many students are simply brown bagging it, dissatisfied with what their cafeteria serves under the new standards. Others attend a small but growing number of schools who are ditching the federal program and its dollars altogether. There are 7 such schools in Wyoming. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank paid one of them a visit to see how it's working out.
You guys try and get some vegetables too, okay?
Thank you.
And doubles, please.
Eighth grader Kevin Howorth asks for a double order of popcorn chicken as he walks through the lunch line at the Bighorn Junior High and High School cafeteria.
May I please have some fries also?
Howorth, like most of the students here, is pretty content with his school lunch options.
See, like, it gives me a nice selection, so then I don't have to eat like that, or I don't have to eat this. I can have whatever I want.
This is a big change from last year, when federal guidelines had students eating a lot more whole grains and vegetables and fewer calories. Back then, student satisfaction was at an all-time low.
Well, last year the portions just weren't big enough. I would always bring cold lunch to school. I've seen drastic changes. I've never brought a bag lunch this year.
Now like 3 or 4 kids pack their lunch in the 6th grade, but last year it was like half, 3/4 of the 5th grade packed their lunch.
I actually enjoyed. I wouldn't enjoy lunch, and now like every time I get into the lunchroom, I'm actually like happy to get lunch.
That was Ethan Echesherry, Cassie Geldy, and Hayden Molinax. Sheridan County 1 left the federal school lunch program in its junior high and high schools this year, and participation went up 20%. The district's business manager, Jeremy Smith, says the move was necessary because there were just too many complaints.
Universally, it was, we are starving. We are hungry. This isn't enough food for us. But we couldn't blame them because I looked at that lunch and I said, you know, I wouldn't eat it either.
Sheridan 1, like most of the schools and districts nationwide that have actually left the federal program, has a fairly wealthy student body. Less than 20% of 6th through 12th graders here qualify for free or reduced lunch. Most schools simply can't afford to abandon the federal subsidies. In Smith's district, it meant walking away from about $50,000.
We knew we had to make it up. We said, how are we going to do it? 2 ways. 1, you can increase prices, or 2, you can increase participation.
They did both and now offer more options at higher prices and have added some locally sourced produce and beef to get parents and students excited about the new program. Smith says the district is now making more money than it was under the program last year, even without those federal dollars. And now they're free to serve whatever they want, like today's pastrami and beef burgers on pretzel buns and popcorn chicken.
This would be, we couldn't serve this because they don't make whole grain popcorn chicken.
That's Dennis Decker, Sheridan One's food service director, pulling heaping trays of Tyson chicken pieces from a convection oven.
Popcorn chicken now.
He says the federal lunch standards are well-intentioned, but he's glad to be able to do his own thing.
The one-size-fits-all program doesn't work everywhere, and I also think food's a little bit too personal to make it a law. I mean, you could tell someone that you can't speed, but I don't think you could tell everybody what they have to eat every day.
Decker says the new program here does have healthy options, like the locally grown cherry red tomatoes in the salad bar. They looked great, but I didn't see many end up on lunch trays. Decker isn't sure how many calories are in today's meals because, well, he doesn't have to be. The federal standards call for around 850 calorie lunches for high school students and 650 calories for elementary schoolers.
A lot of our students are athletes and they go home and work on a ranch and they long hours at school. So the 650, 700 calories really wasn't enough for them.
Sure, there are people that have complained about the amount, but when you look at the whole lunch, 850 calories is That's a good amount of calories.
Tamara Jackson is the nutrition program supervisor for the Wyoming Department of Education. She says the calorie limits were set by some of the country's best pediatricians and nutritionists, and that they're based on averages for the week, not hard and fast boundaries for each meal. Jackson says there will always be grumbles over school lunch, but the new standards are needed to curb the country's childhood obesity epidemic.
We're trying to lay a foundation for kids to make healthy choices when they get older. It amazes me that people are mad that we're serving them healthy food.
School lunch participation is trending down among students in Wyoming and around the country. That may affect the future of the new controversial federal lunch standards. They'll need to be reauthorized by Congress next year. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Aaron Schrank.